Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, April 19th, 2025. Last night, Indiana roared back from a 6-1 middle eighth inning deficit to win the game 7-6 on a Wilmore walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Ryan Kraft handled the bulk of the pitching load with four innings of solid middle relief. The media met with Moore, Kraft, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
Would you say that the decision to put Vogel in when you did was kind of a sign that you thought this was a very likely scenario to happen there at the end?
Well, yes and no, to be frank with you. After I screwed up the USC game, I just told Coach Klant, do whatever the hell you want, and I'll just stay out of your way. And he made the choice. And we felt like with the offense, we had good at-bats. We really did. The third time through, McCoy went to the changeup to lefties, and it was a tough. It was, you know, he was cooking. He was really good. But we did have really tough and competitive at-bats. You know, Vogie's typically a guy that we use with more of a wind in or a wind across. So I think, you know, when you're behind, you know, Glant, trust him in the fight. You know, he's gonna not walk to guys, but he's gonna throw strikes. He's in that situation where we can keep the game in tow, but it's not necessarily his best day to throw. Although I'm not sure any of the days this weekend are going to be the best days for him to throw. But yeah, you just felt like we were there, we were close, and with the wind blowing out, you know, I told the guys whether we punch first or they punch first, it's going to be a game late. It's going to be an equalizer. The quick answer is yes, but the long answer is I didn't make the decision. Coach Klant did, and I'm sure so glad that he made that decision because it won the game for us. And Vogie comes in and gets the two outs, and I told the guys, you know, it was Crafty did a great job, but Vogie coming in and getting those two, it's a difference in the game. And you do. You have to trust your guys. You have to keep going for it and try to find a way to keep your team in the game. And Coach Klant did a great job doing that tonight.
Whether it's the eighth inning, the ninth inning, both of them combined, will swing by itself. How big of a boost can that be for you guys, big picture-wise, down the stretch of the season?
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, it's, you know, you hate to have, you know, you hate to say, okay, so you get second and third, and then you strike out, and you're one pitch away, and that's a pretty tough ask to get. Everybody, you know, they're so fired up, it's in hand, and then to not do it, and then to have Will being at a two-strike count. Will might be our best two-strike hitter. He's such a tough little guy. So you still felt like there was a lot of fight left in his at bat, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a huge deal. Every win's huge, obviously, but at the same time, to come all the way back to tie it, to go to Grable, to have second and third, nobody out, infield in, not halfway in, like all the way in, and then to get it done with two strikes and two outs was a huge deal. And as much as anything, you look at the eighth inning, we started with two-strike, tough at-bats, you know, softly hit balls that get down for us, and Tyler's great base running and all those things. But and then to have the game won with the big two-strike at-bat was really the difference in the game for us on the offensive side. So it really catapults you, great confidence. And then, you know, the demeanor to just keep going, and we talking to him about just keep going. You've lost, you know, a couple close games, and we've had the opportunity to break through and win. You know, we've lost a ton of those 2- and 3-run games and 1-run games. We've had guys on base late, had opportunities, and haven't always come through. So to finish it today is a big deal for the camaraderie and just the enthusiasm going into the rest of the weekend and down the stretch.
You guys go to Grable in the ninth. Yeah. Velocity was definitely higher when he's pitching in low innings.
Yeah.
Is he still up for this weekend, or what's the plan there?
I don't know. That's a great question. I was going to ask Coach Klant the same thing, but in the hoopla, I haven't asked him yet. It wouldn't shock me if he was back up on Sunday in a similar type role. But, you know, again, like Ben's been tough as nails. He's been pitching through, you know, just soreness and tightness. He's still, you know, just now a year off of Tommy John. And we've had, you know, all the doubleheaders, and so you're moved around. So you try so hard to keep guys on schedule. And then he's been off schedule, so he takes the ball every weekend, shows up. And so for him to be able to come out and flash some of those numbers again and have the stuff to do that, he's just been an incredible teammate and performer and competitor. There were a couple of times where he really could have said, I can't take the ball, and he's always taken the ball. And so it's good to see him feeling better. And I would imagine he'll probably be back up in a similar role on Sunday.
Coach, how do you keep the offense involved and keep grinding out at-bats when McCoy is throwing as well as he was in the first 7-8 innings today?
Yeah, he's a big leaguer. He was awesome. He threw against us as a freshman here 2 years ago and he threw harder even then than he did today, and he was incredible. So he's throwing three pitches for a strike. He was more fastball changeup to the righties first time through, and then fastball changeup to the righties, fastball slider to the lefties. And then he went in and started mixing all three in the lefty or changed to the lefties late. He was cooking. You just keep telling him, like, just keep battling and find a way to try to get to the pin where you're going to get somebody that's more of a two-pitch guy, the one's blown out. We're having really good at-bats. We're competitive. You know, we played great defense. Like, the energy, the focus was great. It's like, just keep going. And then I think, you know, it really gave us a huge boost to, you know, Crafty gives us length, and then Vogel gets out of it, and we're right there. They had a chance to kind of pull away, and they didn't. And then it's like, guys, if we can just get a guy or two on, you know, we got a real shot here. And you knew he was at the edge of his pitch count, and there was enough time left for us to go. And so you could just feel it in the dugout. You know, was it Hanley or Dickerson with the first two strike hit? And then Cerny comes up with the big long at bat.
Yeah.
And then it's like now it's like it's on. So you just try to keep them going. Like, we weren't doing anything wrong. We had good approaches. We had good at bats. They made some great plays. I think you have to be honest with your guys when they're playing well and it's not working. You're doing a good job. Just keep going. Sometimes it's the way it works. They made two diving catches early. And then if they're not playing well, like, we need to make an adjustment. So when you tell them good job, hopefully they believe you, and you just keep fighting your way through it. So try to stay uplifting and encouraging and teaching. That's the big thing. You know, there was Jake had guys on base earlier in the game, and he gets a 1-1, get me over breaking ball, and Jake's done a great job, but it's like, hey, that's the one we got to go on. We can't take the 1-1, get me over breaking ball, and so you're just always trying to make the adjustment down the stretch until somebody kind of breaks through. And if they'll just keep fighting like that, we're good enough that we can do it. And so it was the culmination of a lot of those things, but man, they did a great job late.
Absolutely.
Coach, what was the most crucial point of the comeback from your point of view? It might sound like a dumb question, but
no.
what was the biggest part that led to the run slate?
So Cooper hits the homer to go down by one. Who gets on base after that?
A little more with a 6th, 7th inning walk.
Okay. That's the most critical at bat. Because when you're down by one, getting the next guy on is the hardest thing. So you go, you hit a homer, it's exciting, everyone's fired up, the next guy tries to leave Earth, pops up to the infield. So to you like that? it's the next guy. It's after you're down by one, the next guy that gets on base and keeps applying the pressure. And then you Stadler hammers that ball to center. Boy, Will steals a base. And then advances on the fly ball to center, they walk Devin, and then the hard hit ball by KD ends up tying it. So I would say that one, as simple as it sounds, that next guy that gets on base is critical. But the adjustment from those guys, Hogan, Denny, you know, Koski strikes out, Hogan comes up with a big single. Tyler missed a double play by about an inch, you know, the shortstop jumps and just misses his glove. So that the base running read from him. But yeah, getting back on base after you have to get the home run to go only down by one is probably the most critical point, because now you got a chance to tie it in that inning and not have to wait to the ninth. And it simplifies your decision, because if we were down by one, we're really in no man's land, because you don't want to send Vogel back out. You don't want to go to Grable. And so you're kind of stuck. And so I was praying that we would tie it, and then we'd make the decision a lot easier for Coach Glant, not me. That's his decision. So. He did it.
Did you have to talk to Cooper about the bat flip?
Yes. Knucklehead. Yes, I did. And I have a ton of respect. You know, Maryland and us have had a lot of battles. You know, when Rob was here, we were great friends. Coach Swope and I are really good friends as well. And they run a class program. They've been outstanding, and they run a class program. They have great players. So I mentioned to Calarco, who's a great player. I said, I'm sorry, man. I mentioned over to Swope, like, hey, that's – and they're not like that, and we're not like that. Cooper got excited. He shouldn't do it, and I'll talk to him. I'll go ahead. But, yeah, it's a big moment, and I want them to be excited. I want them to have energy. I want them to hoot and holler and yell and jump up and down and watch it, but, like, don't flip the bat and run the bases and then come in and have a party. Yeah, I did for a second.
And I roll my eyes.
So Ryan, just you know, you came in the obviously you were warming up before the big homer, but you came in down by quite a bit. Kind of how does your mental process go through when there's so much game ahead and you're trying to keep the team close?
No, I think the process is still the same. You have to attack each inning one at a time, whether you're down six or whether you're up six, it's all the same. So I mean, you just go after it and just stay the process.
Will, I guess starting with that ninth inning. You get down two strikes. What's the approach still with two strikes to be able to come through?
Really just if it's anywhere close, swing. Last thing I want is to watch something go by for strike three. So really just be aggressive and try to put the ball in the middle of the field.
And then when that ball does land in the outfield, it gets over the infield. You see the guys come to mob you out of the dugout. What's that feeling?
Just great, honestly. Like, couldn't feel my legs. I was just running around. I was like, I see everyone running towards me. I'm like, this might be the best feeling of all time. But yeah, I'm just glad that we won. And it took a whole team effort. And those guys that out of the bullpen that came in and gave us a chance to come back, and even Cooper and those guys that just stacked ABs, like, it's all thanks to the team. That's what it comes down to. And I think overall we played great.
Did the left fielder DQ with the dive, or did you know it was down?
No, I knew it was down.
Ryan, when you come in, what was the message and how do you feel like you executed?
Just get ahead, stay ahead. Maryland's a great offense. With the wind blowing out, anything can really happen. So I feel like you just trust in your stuff, you get out. So and then pass the baton to the next guy. Great bullpen day. Jacob did really well. Ben came in and filled the zone up. So it's nice knowing you have guys behind you that can fill up the zone.
Personally, though, how did you feel like you executed?
I felt like I did pretty good. There were some pitches that got away. I mean, that happens. You just got to focus on one pitch at a time.
Ryan, when you come in and you do your job like you did tonight, and then it eventually leads to a win, how does that make you feel?
No, it's awesome. It's nice knowing that you do your job and guys pass it, kind of pass down, like I said, pass the baton. Everybody did their job tonight, so it was really fun.
Well, Coach mentioned that your at bat after Cooper's home run is the most important. A lot of guys tended to swing, like you said, for another home run. What was your approach there?
Just get on base. Like, we need runners, and you know, it just. No matter what, just get on first. That's really all I was thinking.
Will, Coach called you maybe the best two-strike hitter on the team. Do you think you are the best two-strike hitter on the team? What's your approach in those guys?
I don't know. There's a lot of guys who can hit two strikes and a lot of great hitters on our team, but I'm just glad he puts me in that conversation. But I think I still have more to prove to earn that title.
Ryan, as a senior leader on this team, to be frank, the team has struggled in close games during a lot of this season. What does this comeback and win in a close game say about what this team is capable of?
No, it's a huge momentum swing. We've had struggles going in late games, down a few runs. So it's nice knowing that our offense came through in a big spot and our bullpen came through in a big spot. So going forward, I mean, it's just a chip on our shoulder, so it's been fun.
You feel like this can start a new season as the season winds down?
Yeah, absolutely. Before our game today, Mercer kind of said that, like, 18 games left, take each game at a time and just do what you can do.
Well, I guess just as the season's gone on, third base, how have you adjusted to that and then balanced third, learning the third base position with hitting at the plate?
Yeah, I think it's coming along. It was new to me at the start, but I'm not going to be picky as long as I'm on the field and happy. And you can put me in left field or, you know, on the mound. I don't know, but I just want to compete for the guys. That's all.
Real quick thoughts on tomorrow's game.
What do you mean by that? By rain or like?
No, not like weather. The approach.
I'm not sure who they have pitching, but we have a great offense. We have great pitchers coming behind us, so I think we're gonna get the series win.
What does Maryland do well, and that how can you guys exploit that?
They do a great job with not really striking out much. They fight like crazy, and it's just tough ABs after tough ABs.
Now about the rain.
I hope we get it in. I think we're going to get it in. I'm not the weatherman, but rain looks like it's going to dissipate, I guess.
Sheriff, but not weatherman?
Yeah. No weatherman for me.
Will, as that ninth inning is going on and going on, you see the two guys in front of you strike out. You're in the hole, then you're on deck. What's going through your mind before you even get to the plate?
For me, it was earlier than that. I think as we were running in, you got to expect that you get up, and you got to expect that, you know, you're going to be up there and have a chance to win. So I was kind of just like focused on, you know, getting to first base and hitting the ball hard and just doing whatever I can.
Indiana and Maryland continue the series today, Saturday, April 19th at 2 p.m. Eastern. See you at the BART.